Good morning, Ryan. Hi, Peter. Merry Christmas, Toddles. It's still Christmassy. Oopsie. Hi, BP. Good morning. I'm Marty Clemens. Little caterpillar. Never thought you probably can hear me typing. I have to listen. My mic is right next to my keyboard. How y'all doing today? All right. Oh, well, this is all messed up. Hello, welcome to the Dina Joe podcast. I am DJ Dina Joe, your friend, coming to you from colorful Colorado. Thank you so much for joining my show today. You all are the best. If you're listening on the download, please download, by the way. Thank you, and hit that follow button so you can join me live sometime. Gosh, it's cold outside all of a sudden. I have the best people in the chat. Sorry, guys. And I appreciate your support, your love, support, likes, shares, everything. You guys are the best. Yeah, if I can get it pulled together here today. I don't know what happened. It's all my paragraphs aren't where they're supposed to be. Crazy. Today is Wednesday, December 28th. Today in Denver, it's going to be 41, they're saying. Feels like 37 right now. I'm sorry, it's 41 right now. Feels like 37. It's going to be 46. And we're getting another snowstorm coming through. Real quick one. Starts with rain around 5 and then snow around 10-ish all the way overnight until about 5 or 6 in the morning. And then it stops. And then it's all coming your way, guys. Now you guys are just defrosting. BP's getting defrosted out there. Marty is getting defrosted. Everybody is, yeah. And now it's going to be coming again. So I wanted to say, since I really tried to be here yesterday and couldn't make it. And yesterday was Tuttles's stepson's birthday. I don't know stepson's name, but this is for you. Little happy birthday, Isaac. Dear Isaac, dear Isaac,
isn't that nice? Thank you, dear Beatles.
Oh, now it's gonna play Chuck E. Cheese. I don't think he wants to hear Chuck E. Cheese.
You say birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
All right, we'll stop Chucky. But there you go. Sorry we missed that, Isaac. I hope that you had a great day. All these people that have birthdays close to Christmas and New Year's. I wonder, if it kind of sucks. I don't know. Oh, he's 13. Oh, he might have appreciated the big rat, but I'm sorry I turned him off. The big rat. I used to always, we only took our kids. They were the age where, I don't know, they only went a few times. My Aaron kind of didn't know what to think about him, because it is. It's a big rat. If you think about it, it's not cute. Like, what was that cute white mouse that had a Stuart? Stuart Little? Stuart Little was cute. Chuck E. Cheese really isn't that cute. Hi, Hanny J. Good morning. So yeah, he kind of scared Aaron a little bit. So some kids like him because some kids don't. Anyway, I'm so glad you guys are all here today. I wanted to oh, I did forgot to say my Canada weather for my Canadian friends. Vancouver, Brit well, it's Kimberley, British Columbia. I don't know if this is right or not because I thought it was usually a lot colder than this, but it said that it's currently 30 and that it'd be 33. Southern Ontario, 29, and it's going to be 34. And Halifax, Nova Scotia, is 22 and will be 28 today. So yeah, I wanted to tell you guys, all know about my dog. Just a little story about him in remembrance of my little Boo. His name is Boo. I had to put him down a couple days ago, the day after Christmas. And for any of you that have had to do that and be there, hi, D-Mac. Hi, Roku. It's pretty hard thing to do. Hi, Crazy King. Good to see you. So, yeah, he woke up the day after Christmas. I'm not feeling well. I'm getting sick. He was old, older, I should say. He was 15. This next year, he would have been 16. He was already, they said, pretty much blind and deaf at times. I thought it was selective hearing because he was a male. But yeah, no, he was deaf. So he was, and he had some kidney problems, but they were just kind of watching him. Well, when we took him in, she said that he was just, very sick. And it's kind of crazy how it just kind of happens all of a sudden, like they're feeling okay. And then all of a sudden, hi, sweet bunny, Sarah. Oh, it's so good to see you. You know that they're not feeling okay. And so I was scared because I had to take him up. Aaron went with me, but he stayed in the lobby because, you know, he just stayed in the lobby. So she came in and said he was very sick. You know, do we thought he got into anything? And we said no, because he was always, always, always by my side. And he was blind and old, and he really didn't go anywhere or do anything but sleep and hang out with me. We got him when after my second back surgery, and I was in a lot of pain. And Lewis thought it would help distract me, and he did. He was my little comforter. He helped me even up until the day that he passed. Every morning is probably some of the hardest time with pain, and he would help me. So it was very hard. So I appreciate all your kind wishes. He was my little buddy. And yeah, if you saw the picture of him with his little mohawk, that's when he went to the groomers. And we had to put that little chain on him because he just looked like a little, you know, dog that could kick somebody's butt. He's just so small. So I know a lot of you all have had to deal with that in the past, on top of losing my mom, you know, because that's who I would normally call and talk to about these things. You guys have all been there for me, and I appreciate that. So 2023 is going to be a whole lot better. But my heart goes out to all of you who have lost a loved one or a little fur baby that you've had to put down. It's hard. And thank you for your love and support. And I know he's with my mom, and he can see and he can run around and he has no pain, and he's probably still a grumpy old man, but that's okay. Yeah. So anyway, thank you guys again for all your love and support. And, I'm there for you if you ever need me, as much as you guys have been here for me. So thank you. Welcome, Poem Z and KTPYPWW. Welcome. Appreciate you guys so much. All right. So on to happier things. I just wanted to say thank you. my quote for the day today is, do things for people not because of who they are or what they can do in return, but because of who you are. And that is by Harold S. Kushner. And yeah, that's totally who my mom raised me to be, is not to think about what I'm going to get in return. I'm going to do this for you because I know that you can do this for me. No. That's not who I am. Hi, GP man. Always just try to
I don't know if that's not your nature. Maybe just try to try it. Just keep trying it, because yeah, the more you try to do things and not get something in return for it, your heart is so filled with joy. So yeah, I can't express how you feel, but we are here for you and you're welcome. And thank you. Oh, thank you, sweet Runny Sarah. I appreciate that. You're the best. You guys are all the best. I mean, I say that every day. When I am in my show, I talk about how much you guys mean to me. And it is exactly an extended family. I found that out from when things started going downhill at the beginning of this year. And you guys have always been there and supported. And I've tried to do that for you. And again, like I've said, I am always here if anybody needs an ear. My ears and shoulders are here for you and open. I have big shoulders. Apparently they look like I wear shoulder pads all the time, but I don't. So they're nice and cushiony. And I have two of them, so I can have one person on one side and one person on the other side. And I have very long arms, like those car dealership, you know, those blow up things that go up and down and like that. I can hug a lot of people. So there you go. All right, moving on to what's trending. What's trending in food today is Chips Ahoy, for all you Chips Ahoy people. Yes, Moonshine Cage and my crazy little friend, I could do the NFL. Chips Ahoy is releasing a new cookie, and it is merging two favorite flavors into one soft creation to celebrate its upcoming 60th birthday. It's going to be the Chewy Confetti Cake Cookies, are a colorful chocolate chip addition to Chips Ahoy. So it's the chocolate chip and the confetti cookie dough mixed into one. I don't know about that. Maybe, I guess. I mean, you know, it'd be, I don't know. It might taste good. It says in the markets in January nationwide, and they are starting a family size $4.99. By the way, with the prices, has anybody else seen? I went to the store yesterday and bought a thing of eggs, and I was shocked. I mean, normally we do buy the more expensive brand of eggs, and they're usually, you know, like $6.99 a thing. Now it's doubled. There was no eggs, by the way. There was just a few. It said limit two. And then they were literally the cheapest eggs that you normally, I don't know, $2.99, were $8.99. What the heck is happening? I guess this is where I've been under a rock lately. I thought somebody, maybe it was John Gale who mentioned it, that they were getting expensive, but holy cow. I don't know what happened. It seemed like overnight that happened, but crazy. So back to trending. Now Arby's, they're launching another sandwich, and it's supposed to be spicy, but it's a step down, because I guess they had a spicy you know what I'm talking about. That spicy dare. The spicy roast sandwiches, this new one comes with, it's covered with fiery seasoning, it says. Lettuce, which is not spicy. Jalapenos, which could be spicy to some. And then spicy mayo sauce. All packed on a little sesame seed bun. Hey, Sam, .. Is it Sam? I haven't seen for a while. Glad to see you. No, there's another Sam. Thank you for coming in, Sam. So, yeah, that sandwich, if you want to get it with a drink and fries, it's almost $10. The sandwich by itself is probably with taxes close to $6. Oh my gosh, stuff is getting expensive. I haven't really gone out to eat fast food in a long, long time. I would rather go and spend my money on good food, like a place where BP eats, you know, compared to going to a McDonald's or something like that. I know that you have to tip people, but my God, the food is so much better and probably a lot healthier for you without all that junk in it. So, what's trending in Canada? Canada is still under a bunch of snow, and it seems like everybody is still stuck in airports or just getting out of airports, and there's power out everywhere. Does that about cover it, Tuttles and Ryan? I don't know. I tried to see what was trending, and there was nothing new in Canada. It was just, it was like the same thing, like Southwest out here, that everybody's all upset. Oh, here we go. Southwest out here, people have been stranded everywhere. Hi, Tuttles.
Hey.
How you doing, Bam Bam?
I'm doing pretty good. The weather report in my area, it's a little bleak in some areas, but some of the other areas got barely any snow. Like, I got 4 to 6 feet of snow around my house. My dad, as you've seen in the pictures, he got 4 feet of water, like the Erie flood.
Yeah.
And then they got 4 feet of snow on top of that.
Oh my gosh.
Half of my area has had no power since December 23rd.
Holy cow.
Unfortunately, they're finally digging out some neighborhoods and they're finding a lot of dead frozen people.
Oh no. You know why? And because you guys, all the homeless people. I mean, I can't even imagine. I saw it.
People in their houses.
Oh no, really?
As they're being able to dig out, they're doing wellness checks on like elderly neighbors and stuff.
Oh no.
Because it was negative 25 with wind chill, and that's just like dangerously cold.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unfortunate, and
well,
there's nothing you can do. We were like totally, this blizzard kicked our asses.
Yeah, you know, and then it came down to us, or they kept saying it, because it was so cold. The wind chill and everything was so cold. That's crazy. But I did see that there was a lot of homeless people still out there too, and I was wondering, how the heck did they do that out in Canada?
Well, in our area, what they end up doing is they'll grab buses and
round them up.
Extreme cold areas, they'll go rent like full hotels, and they'll put the homeless people in the hotels over the cold months.
Oh wow. So. Yeah, that's crazy. I know, I don't know how it is out there, but out here, like the homeless, they have to abide by certain rules at these shelters, and that's the reason why they don't want to go into them, you know. And then they're out in the cold, and then they try to round them up and take them places, and then they end up going back out because they want to do drugs or drink, and it's just it's hard.
It's a circle, eh? That's like too. They'll bring them to places like that, and then they'll get caught doing stuff, and then they have to send them away, and then they come back promising that everything's okay and stuff.
Yeah.
Like we had this one homeless lady 2 years ago. Her fingers all fell off.
Yeah, it's sad because, you know, addiction is serious when you're in it, and you it's a hard thing to beat, and you're lucky, and you know, if you're able to get through it the first time you try to do it. And these people sometimes are just so hard in it. It's just, and then they surround themselves with other people that do it. And I mean, I take Aaron to work, and you can see them at this one stop sign. They have like their tents right by, it's always by the highway. And then they're up underneath the highway pass doing drugs. You see them as you're sitting at the light, you can see them sitting there doing drugs.
Yeah. I have two different friends who have two different organizations. They actually underneath all the bridges and train bridges and stuff in there.
Yeah.
They go around and they get from the government, they get the sharps containers, and they go around cleaning up syringes and vials of whatever the stuff is in the vials of the water they mix with the stuff and everything like that.
It's so sad.
They get like tons of that crap. Like they go out different areas pretty much every weekend and stuff, and they're just constantly bringing in stuff to throw out. Because we have a needle program up here too, to try to prevent like AIDS and, you know, communicable diseases and stuff.
Right.
So they get free needles and shit, and they make a big mess with them.
No, you're right. They have something out here too, like that. And you're right. Everywhere they're at, it's like there's trash and everything everywhere. It's just not, it is. They leave it around, and it's dangerous for people that are just walking by. Or, I mean, I know it's under the underpass, but still wind happens and stuff. So gosh, thanks for your friends that do that. That's not an easy job.
No, it's definitely not. But they do it to try to just help, you know, because a lot of the areas we have these bike paths that go from one lake to the other.
Yes.
And they pretty much follow the canals and stuff like that. So underneath the underpasses is where all the junky homeless people live. And you can see it when you're going on the bike path, and they just don't want to see kids getting hurt with the needles getting stabbed and stuff.
Yeah, we've had that too. And we've had where people have actually, they harass the people that are on the bike paths too. And it's just not good. Sweet Bunny, we do okay. We don't have hardly as much snow as Tuttles they do in Canada. We did this last time, it was just more cold. I just try to prepare ahead of time and not be at the store when we know the storm is coming. So try to have stuff in stock. I think Tuttles does the same thing, but they have way more snow than we do.
Yeah, our road had 4 feet that the plow truck had to go through the other day, and then it cost me $50 with somebody with this big snowblower, and he came in and dug out my sidewalks and my driveways finally day before yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was a lot of snow, but a winter safety tip is if you happen to have a tent, or you can make a tent out of blankets, pick a naturally warm room in your house and build a tent inside your house, because your body heat will help raise the temperature at least even a few degrees inside the enclosed area inside your house. So even that can save your life.
Yeah, especially if you lose power, or you know that it's going to be a bad storm, do exactly what he says, like maybe even cut up a room to make sure that the air and everything. And then, yeah, I heard that on another show. They were saying make a tent out of blankets to keep yourself warm.
Well, we with your body heat. Our furnace worked the whole time, but with the negative 25, with the 100 kilometer an hour winds we had for about
that's crazy
hours straight, our house just couldn't stay warm. So I literally went around with a staple gun and stapled big blankets up to all my windows.
Yeah. You know what? My mom used to do that when we were little living in California, and it wasn't even that because we grew up very poor. But it makes sense. It keeps the... Well, Marty was saying where she's at, her windows, you know, they're not totally cocked good, I guess. And they were getting a lot of air coming through. So that's, and I told her, put something, she was going to put some plastic up there, just anything. So yeah. And it's just starting. The weather for us in the United States, the cold weather is just starting. So take heed to what he's saying. And, Lewis wanted to give away a bunch of blankets because we had a bunch of blankets, and I'm like, no, we need to keep these stockpiled here in case we need them, you know, because you never know.
The Farmer's Almanac was correct once again, because they said we're supposed to get some really cold blasts and not a lot of consistent snow, but when the snow comes, it's supposed to be like, holy crap.
And cold, yeah. So, and it's just starting, so be prepared.
Yeah, literally, the winter storm happened on like 2 days after the first day of winter. So the first day of winter was the 21st, and the storm started here on the 23rd.
Yep. Hi, John. Yeah, I know. So be prepared, guys. And if you have to go out when you have a storm or something like that, have stuff in your car, like I said last time, so that... just in case something was to happen, you have things, snacks, water, something to keep you warm, maybe some matches, something to start a fire, not in your car, but you know what I mean. So,
And you can boil water with tea light candles too. Like if you ever go to buffets, you'll see a lot of those heating trays actually have like tea light candles under them and stuff too. Like stuff like that helps too, but.
Oh, that's a good idea. Go to the dollar store, buy a bunch of them.
Yeah, we got about 1,000.
Oh, I'm cutting in and out? Am I cutting in and out on anybody else? I don't know. Sound
good to me, but I'll let you get back on track. Have a great day, Dina Jo.
Thanks, Tuttles. I appreciate it. Have a good day, Bam Bam. John says no. All right. Marty, it might be your connection. I don't know. I don't know what to try. Thank you, Tuttles. Yeah, all of that information is great to be prepared in the coming days with cold weather, which will have cold water. You never know what's going to happen. And like he said, I was afraid because those couple days that we had super cold weather for here, like he said, our furnace just kept running and running and running and running. Tina Ruco, when we get snow, everything goes to a halt and still travel out to take care of Tuttles. Oh my gosh, really?
Wow. That's, yeah, it kind of, everybody runs to the store when they know the snow's coming here. They all run to the store at the same time. Oh my gosh, we watched the news. The snow's coming. We got to go prepare. And they all run to the store. They grab their milk, their eggs, their bread, stuff like that. And so then the stores are totally packed and crazy. And then, you know, it's fine. So the best time to go to the store is during the storm if it's not that bad. But the last couple of times, the wind was just, it was horrible. I didn't want to go out. I mean, I dreaded going, just driving, taking Aaron to work and coming back because it was just so windy and so, so cold. Hi, Linda. Good to see you. Welcome back, Marty. I hope it's clearer now. Yeah. Everything goes like that, mad and panic. I know. Isn't it crazy? So I try to have things to be prepared, but sometimes, you know, you have to, milk and eggs and bread only last so long. So it's hard to try to get it to all have it when the storm comes. But yeah, it's crazy. Freeze bread. Oh yeah. You know what? I do my sourdough bread that I get. It's a harder bread. And when I buy it at Costco, if I'm lucky, it still comes out frozen. And I grab like two of those, which is four. And I throw them in my freezer because I love sourdough bread. I need to learn how to make it is what I need to learn how to do. All right. So we're going to go over some of the national days. And I have some music to go. What happened in music, if I can find it. Today is the 28th and it says card playing day. Call your friend. Call a friend day. Keep in touch. And you know what? Do you know how much, even if you can't call, if you could send them a little text and say, hey, I'm thinking about you. I miss you. I love you. You're my friend. You're my friend kind of thing. It means something to people. Sometimes you don't know that when people are sad or when they're lonely, and just a little, hey, how's it going? Are you doing all right? it means a lot. So if you can call your friend, text them, reach out to them today. And it is also National Chocolate Candy Day. And they show M&M's, a big thing at M&M's, if anybody likes M&M's. I'm a dark chocolate girl. I never used to be. I think growing up, why, was because the only dark chocolate I remember having growing up was that Hershey's dark chocolate. They would come, like, you know, they would buy a miniature bag and it had all those different ones in it, and it had that Hershey's dark chocolate in there. I didn't like that. It was a little too bitter as a kid, but I love dark chocolate now. Love it, love it, love it. And it's good for you. So use that as an excuse to eat some chocolate every day. Say, oh, see, Sarah loves dark chocolate too. Bonneville dark chocolate. Ooh, I've never heard of that. Is that only in, are you guys in England? Is that just up there, or is that in the States too? I'd like to try it. That sounds good. It's also, yeah, it is card playing day. That did come up. Shuffle your cards and cut the deck, it says. Play some cards. I don't remember the last time we played cards. We have been playing this new game we got for Christmas. It's called Splendor, which is a totally weird name. And it looks like it's, oh my gosh, it's good. It's so hard to explain. There's cards and there's these little discs, and it's very strategic game. Maybe I'll try to talk with Aaron about it. Because they're loving this game. It's not that long of a game to play, but it's really fun and strategic. So we'll talk with Aaron about it. He can help me try to explain it to you guys, but it is fun. And then I will get the name of that other game that is just horrible. I think it's Shades of Colors, or, oh, I don't know, but I got to tell you guys the name of that one so you guys don't waste your money on it, because that game was just no fun at all. Dark chocolate is good for you, Linda said. Yeah, it is. So use that as an excuse, I say, to eat some dark chocolate. And if you eat it earlier in the day, you're more likely to work off the calories by the time you go to bed. So just remember that. Hey, cookies entered the house. Welcome, cookies. We're talking about dark chocolate. So you're right
Oh, and we did talk about Chips Ahoy, so you're right in where we need to be. Better be careful there, Cookie. My mom had a friend growing up, and her name was Cookie. Mm-hmm. So, what else? What other day is it today? Holy Innocence Day, and it says to honor the sacrifice of Holy Innocence and celebrate the children in your life today. So Holy Innocence Day, and it's also National Tim Day. I don't think we have a Tim. Do we have a Tim? Tim? Yes, we have a Tim. I know a Tim, but I call him two different things. Tim, it's your day today. Oh my gosh. I don't know. I always am afraid to know if I should tell people if I their real name or not. So yes, Tim, it's your day today, Tim. Oh my gosh. I call you everything but your real name ever. Oh, okay. Tuttles is a Tim, everybody. So it's National Tuttles Tim Day. So there you go. Oh my gosh. I'm always afraid. I did that to BP and I was like, I stopped while I was mid-sentence in his name and I felt horrible. You think sometimes people have a different name on here because they don't want people to know their real name. So I felt bad. So, all right, it's Tim's day today. Timmy Tuttles. There we go. It's legit. Timmy Tuttles. There we go. All right. And today, this is very important. The Pledge of Allegiance. It's National Pledge of Allegiance Day. And gosh, do they even teach kids that anymore in school? I wonder if they do. We should, we used to, I remember going to school every day. And after we put our stuff down and put our stuff away, we stood by our desk and we put our hands across our hearts and we said the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag, one nation under God. We did that. And it was just, out of habit. I don't know if they teach that to kids anymore. I know for certain they didn't do it out of elementary school. Once they got into junior high and high school, they never did it. And that's kind of sad. And you're right, Riku, out of respect. I don't think they do either. And that's so sad. We should teach our kids that. And then the last day is the old gum tree at Glengug North Proclamation Day in Australia. So Proclamation Day in Australia celebrates the founding of the government in South Australia as a British province. Those were the days today. I don't think they do. Yeah, Marty, I don't think they do either. And that's just... I don't know. It's all part of, hi, Mike Tampa Bay. Good to see you. It's all part of how everything is going downhill so fast, By the way, while I have Mike in the house, back in the day, it's back in the olden days when me and Mike were young. Now, I don't remember the last time we stopped. Mike and I came and helped. We were doing a podcast on the book Boundaries. And we had some stuff happen and it just kind of stopped mid. There's still some chapters that need to be covered. And it's a really great book. It's not the book that we are going over. It does have, I don't want to say religious tones to it, but they have a book for every aspect of your life and having boundaries and having for instance, I say yes a lot and not think about how it will affect me in the future. And I need to be able to figure that out. And then exactly with people in friendships and stuff like that. It's all about that. It's very, very good series. And we finally figured out a time. We've been talking about it for the last 3 months about maybe restarting it. And some stuff happened and we decided, yeah, maybe we should. And we're figuring out a time. I think it might be on Tuesdays. I'm not sure yet, but it'll be after the New Year's. We're going to finish that book.
So, and I know, yeah, I know Timmy Tuttles. I know you were talking about how much you liked that book and that series. And so we are going to finish it. We promised we would. And we are. So we will figure out the exact time and stuff like that. And we're going to read it, record it, and then play the recorded version live so that we can have people and kind of go over aspects in our life that we've had to deal with and other people can join in. I think that's how it's going to be. Things might change. Who knows? But it's coming at after the first of the year. So look forward to that. I think it'll be great. Like I said, it's very helpful for me. Hi, Christopher and family. Good to see you. I hope you guys are warm and had a wonderful Christmas. I can spell your name. Oh my goodness. look forward to doing that too, Mike. And let's see. I saw John in here. I think he's going to have a show today after my show. So look at that. And Ruku Beer, he's always doing his beer reviews on YouTube. And I'm trying to see who else is in here who might have a show that we can talk about. But if you do have one, pop it in there so everybody knows about your show and when it's coming up. And yay, it'll be happy. I love watching Ruku because he has his face all covered. He's all mysterious. And then he tells you, I like the one where he was telling you, even though I don't have a keg machine, but he taught us how to change a keg machine and how to put everything in right. It's very, go to YouTube and look him up. It's quite interesting. A lot of information on there. So yeah. All right. So a little bit in music history today. Just a few things. The Beatles in 1968 went to number one with the White Album and Revolution. It said a double album in plain white sleeve had no graphics on the text other than it was embossed with their name. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Which was intended as a direct contrast to the vivid cover artwork of the band's earlier Sgt. Pepper's. No singles were issued from the album in Britain and the United States. The song Hey Jude, one of my favorite, and then this one, Revolution, originated from the same recording sessions and were issued on a single in August of 1968. Third record I ever owned. Oh, yeah? I loved Hey Jude was like one of my favorite. I don't remember I remember my mom having like the little 45 and we would just play it over and over until it didn't play anymore because we played it too much. Here's one for you Canadian people. Miss Helen Reddy. I loved Helen Reddy too. I was a little girl. I loved her. And she went December 1974. Helen Reddy went to number one on the U.S. singles chart with Angie Baby, the singer's third U.S. number one. The song was intended for Cher, but she turned it down. But I can't. I mean, I can only hear Helen Reddy sang in this song. I love this song. Angie Baby. Oh, you take it too, BP? I know. I love it. Yeah, it's like get down in your 70s bell bottoms and high heel shoes. Yep, Angie Baby. Helen Reddy. I think I had that actually in 8-track. That's how old I am. All right. And then in 1983, the Beach Boys had Good Vibrations, having made two successful, this was a story, dives below a friend's yacht to find items he drunkenly threw off his boat 3 years before. The Beach Boys' Dennis Wilson took one last dive into the Pacific and never returned from the boat moored in the Marina Del Rey, California. With the help of President Reagan, he was given a burial at sea, normally reserved for naval personnel only. Dennis was the only genuine surfer of the Beach Boys. That's kind of crazy how you can get things like that if you have money, I guess.
Because who else would be able, if that was a burial at sea, it was normally reserved for just naval personnel, and he wasn't one. I mean, how else? I mean, it has to be money. I mean, you or I couldn't do that. I mean, I'm glad that they were able to do that, but it just seems like normal people wouldn't be able to have that opportunity to be able to do that. So, yeah. I just told you guys about the lead singer of the Specials last week, I believe. It was before Christmas. He passed away. Well, on December 2015, John Bradbury of the longtime drummer of British band The Specials died at 62. And I love this band. Oh, man. He joined the band in 1979 after the original drummer left and was made a permanent member after playing the recording sessions of the single Gangsters. Yep. That's ska music. Gang. That's the Specials. And the last one I have, and then it'd be perfect time for the rest of the music, is Lemmy of Motorhead in 2015. Also, lead vocalist and bassist of Motorhead died at his home in Los Angeles, California, 4 days after his 70th birthday, following a short, following a short battle with extremely aggressive cancer. Lemmy played in several rock groups in the 60s, including the Rocking Vickers, and worked as a roadie for Jimi Hendrix and the Nice before joining the space rock band Hawkwind in 1971, singing lead on their hit Silver Machine, which I think this is it, but this is a live one, I think. I'm trying to see because it keeps moving. Does it sound right? Timmy Tuttle's Silver Machine? Yeah. Yes, it is. Hawkwind. So rest in peace, Mr. Lemmy. Lemmy of Motorhead. Wow, yeah. That's so sad. And I know there was, just to go over all the deaths that happened in this past 2022 is sad too. We lost a lot of good people. Well, with all of the cold weather and everything that we've been having recently, we've been all under a freeze. I thought I would do a list of songs in the summer, the year you were graduated. And this is going to start in the year of, let me get in here. I think it's 1958, I believe. Let's see, get to the top here. Yes, there's no national body that crowns the summer songs of summer. Stacker based this roundup on Billboard's analysis of the past year's charts, dating as far back as 1958, from Memorial Day to Labor Day. Billboard generated the following songs of summer and their runners-up, so there'll be 1, 2, and 3, by awarding 100 points to the song that charted number one for that week and 1 point to the song that charted number 100. The list begins with one of three non-English entries and most classical-inspired piece on the list, and moves from there to rock and roll, Motown, classic, folk, rock, and other hits of the 80s. So we are going to start with number 1958, and I'll play that. And this, I'll play number 1, 2, and 3, and then I'll move on to the next year. So for 1958, the number one song was, let me see if I can pronounce it, "Na Blu da Blito da Blu," and it was Volare. So the lyrics to this is in Italian. The title translates to "the blue painted in." Oh, wait a minute. It says "the blue painted in blue." Volare means to fly. Mondugo co-wrote it with Franco Maglicio.
after Mundungo's description of a man's dream of flying through the air with his hands painted blue. Domenico was one of the first Italian pop music stars to gain international fame. This was his only U.S. hit. It went to number one for 5 weeks in 1958. This was the first foreign language single to top the singles charts in the rock era. So he, Billboard magazine declared it number one for 58. So here's the first one. Here is Domenico Mundungo with, I'm just going to say, Volare. Hi, Mr. A, how are you? I haven't seen you around. I was worried about you.
Poi d'improvviso venivo dal vento rapito e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare.
That's all I know.
Dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù e volavo.
I feel like I should be hopping around like a little Benny.
Più in alto del sole ed ancora più su, mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù.
I love it.
Una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me.
We go, everybody.
Volare. Oh, oh. Cantare. Oh, 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 oh.
Le blu, dipinto di blu.
Felice di stare lassù. Ma tutti I sogni nell'alba.
Yes, a little Italian kitty. Exactly. That is Volare by Domenico Mundungo. And that was the first one for 1958. All right, we're going to move on to number two for 1958, The Summer. And it's Poor Little Fool by Ricky Nelson. Poor Little Fool was written by 17-year-old Sharon Sheely when she was still attending high school in Newport Beach, California. That was the beach when we ditched high school and I was a bad teenager. We used to always go to Newport Beach, California. Female songwriter were rare at the time, and when the song climbed to number one in the U.S., she became the first woman to compose an American chart topper on her own. Ricky Nelson was a year into his singing career when this song became his first number one hit. This was the first Ricky Nelson single to feature the Jordanaires, who were Elvis Presley's backup singers. They were not credited because they were not credited on this song because they were associated with Elvis. So here's Ricky Nelson with number two of 1958, Poor Little Fool. Oh, yes.
I used to play around with hearts, hasten at my call. But when I met that little girl, knew that I would fall, poor little fool.
Oh yeah.
I was a fool. Poor little fool. I was a fool. She play around.
Hope you're doing good, Christopher.
Carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool.
Oh yeah.
I was a fool. I was a fool. She told me how she cared for me, that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
That is Mr. Ricky Nelson, number two, with Poor Little Fool. And then the last one for 1958 is the instrumental one that they were talking about. And it's called Patricia, and it's by Perez Prado and his orchestra. Patricia is a popular song with music by Perez Prado, lyrics by Bob Marchi, published in 1958. The song is best known in an instrumental version of Prado's orchestra that became the last record to ascend to number one on the Billboard Jockeys and Top 100 chart, both of which gave way the next week to the then newly introduced Billboard Hot 100 chart. The song was number one on the R&B's bestsellers for 2 weeks. Prado's 1958 recording became gold record, and Billboard ranked it at number five. So I don't know why it's showing, why they're saying it's number three, but here is Perez Prado with his orchestra with Patricia. This is when they had those bongo drums and like 20 different people playing in the music. Bye, Ruku. Have a good day. Thank you so much for coming in. Hi, Kelly. Good to see you. Now, Marty, I don't know how old you were when... Do you remember this? Or anybody else in the chat, do you remember the song? But I know Marty likes 50s music. All right, so that was Perez Prado with Patricia. Even though they said there was words, I didn't hear any words. But we're going to move on to 1959. And the number one song in 1959 at the summer was Lonely Boy by Paul Anka. Anka had a talent for writing about the teenage experience in the 50s because he was one. He quickly became one of the biggest stars of the late 50s, but there was something missing. In moving around so much, I never had time to spend with other people really close to me, he said. I wanted to experience more than just the success syndrome. I was reaching out saying, hey, I want somebody to share this with me. That was a quote from the liner notes of The Very Best of Paul Anka. I believe he, when he sung this, he was 15. When the single was released, it topped the Billboard Hot 100 and became Anka's first song to do so. So here is Mr. Paul Anka with Lonely Boy, because he was sad. I remember this one.
I'm just a lonely boy, lonely and blue.
It was 58, Marty.
I'm all alone, with nothing to do.
Oh, Mike remembers it. You're watching the History Channel? I know, Mr. A. But I appreciate you so much. IDVVURNWI. Oh, you were 14.
Somebody say, I'll give you my love each night and day.
just a lonely boy.
All right, Mr. Paul Anka. Gosh, he really does look so young in this. Paul Anka sings his big 15, Lonely Boy, 1959. So he was number one. Number two in 1959, the summer of 1959, is the song The Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton. I kind of remember this song. I wasn't born yet, but I remember my mom playing these songs on records. Let's see. The Battle of New Orleans is a song written by Jimmy Driftwood. The song describes the Battle of New Orleans from the perspective of an American soldier. The song tells the tale of the battle with a light tone and provides a rather comical version of what actually happened at the battle. It has been recorded by many artists, but the singer most often associated with the song is Johnny Horton. His version scored number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1959. See, so that's why these things, the Billboard ranked it as number one song for 59, and it was very popular with the teenagers in the 50s and the 60s. So in this era, most dominated by rock and roll music. So I don't know. This says it's number two. So here's Johnny Horton with the Battle of New Orleans. Our New Orleans? How do you say it? New Orleans?
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson.
This is the only version I ever remember hearing.
And we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it.
Well, sorry, my British friends that might be listening.
We look down a river and we see
it's
the British
history,
drum,
right?
And there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run him. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Is he really singing or is he...
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye.
And that is the Battle of New Orleans, number two for 1959 by Johnny Horton. All right, so the third song for the summer of 1959 is A Big Hunk of Love by Elvis Presley and the Jordanaires. The song was written by Aaron Schroeder and Sidney Winch. A Big Hunk of Love, a hard-driving rocker, was recorded by Elvis first and only session during his 2 years in the Army. The session took place on June 10th, 1958 in Nashville, Tennessee. The song was recorded in four takes and released version is actually spliced. It took three or four different ones and they sliced them together. So here's Billboard's hot. It stayed on the Billboard for 2 weeks at number one. So here is Elvis Presley with A Big Hunk of Love. Gosh, my stuff is all messed up in here. Thank you guys for the likes. Don't be a stingy little mama.
Now you can spare a kiss or two. I still have any level on the bay. I ain't asking what to you.
A big hunk of cheese, says DP. I don't really remember this Elvis song. This is A Big Hunk of Love by Elvis Presley. And that was the last one for 1959. Yeah, I don't remember that Elvis song, but I like it.
We'll move on to, let's see, 1960. And the number one song for 1960 was Brenda Lee with I'm Sorry. And I'm Sorry was written by songwriters Dub Albritton and Ronnie Self. Brenda was just 15 years old when she recorded this song. Decca Records actually held back releasing it for a few months while they pondered the legalities of having a teenager sing with such passion about affairs of the heart. It peaked at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart in 1960. On the UK singles chart, it peaked at number 12. So here is the young Miss Brenda Lee with I'm Sorry. Welcome, RQK.
I'm sorry, so sorry that I was.
Welcome, Pina.
I didn't know not to be so cruel. Yes. You tell me.
You broke a bunch of hearts, Marty.
I don't like the wrong that's been done.
She looks young, but she looks older than 15 for sure.
So sorry. Please accept my apology.
I'm sure you were.
I was blind, and I was too blind to see. You tell me.
And that is Miss Brenda Lee, but I'm sorry. The number one song for 1960 summer. All right, Ms. Brindley. And we're now number two for 1960 is another Elvis one. It's Now or Never. So It's Now or Never. The song is the best-selling single by Presley, 2 million copies, and one of the best-selling physical singles of all time. It was recorded by Bill Porter at RCA Studios in Nashville. In 1960, It's Now or Never was the number one recorded in the U.S. for Elvis Presley, spending 5 weeks at number one, and on the U.K., where it spent 8 weeks atop the charts. In addition, the week at number one in 2005 as a reissue and numerous other countries selling in excess of 2 million physical copies worldwide, Elvis Presley's biggest international single ever. The British release was delayed for some time because of rights issues, allowing the song to build up massive advance orders and to enter the UK singles chart at number one, a very rare occurrence at the time. So here is Elvis Presley with It's Now or Never. Thank you guys for the likes.
Kiss me, my darling, be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's not one day, my love won't wait. When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I've spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last.
It's not never.
And that is Elvis Presley with the Jordanaires with It's Now or Never, the number two song of the summer of 1960. And we're going to move on to the third, number three, I should say, of 1960. And it's Connie Francis with Everybody's Somebody's Fool. Everybody's Somebody's Fool was written with music by Jack Keller and the lyrics by Howard Greenfield. Despite 13 previous charting top 40 hit singles, this was her very first number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100. Everybody's Somebody's Fool is the song, that went number one. Okay, and then say it's a polka version, they said. Polka version in Germany was the first German single recorded and released by Connie Francis, and it reached number one on the singles chart in 1960 in West Germany. Here is Connie Francis with Everybody's Somebody's Fool. It does sound very polka-y. Hi, BP. How are you? I hope you had a great Christmas.
The tears I cried for you could fill an ocean. But you don't care how many tears I cried. And though you won't believe me, I didn't hurt me. I could bring myself to say goodbye. How's everybody somebody?
Hi, spiritual sign. Welcome. I went to school with this girl, and her parents were big polka dancers. Good to have you. Just going over some of the songs. There were the top three in the summers, or right now in the summer of 1960. This is number three. Connie Francis, Everybody, Somebody's Fool, number three for 1960. I remember that sound, that polka-y sound. I don't know if she did another song kind of sounding like that. So that was number three for 1960. So now we're at 1961. And the number one summer song for 1961 is Bobby Lewis with Tossing and Turning. And the song Tossing and Turning is the song written by Richie Adams and Malu Renee and originally recorded by Robbie Lewis in the fall of 1960. The record was released on Beltone labels in December of 1960, and it reached number one on both the Hot 100 and the R&B charts as a standard oldie compilation. It said it was named the number one single in Billboard's chart for 1961 after spending 7 consecutive weeks at the top. It was also featured in the soundtrack for the 1978 film Animal House. So here is Bobby Lewis with Tossing and Turning.
Baby, baby, you did something to me. I couldn't sleep at all last night.
We are glad to have you, Spiritual Son. You're around the best people in poverty right now. All right, that was the number one summer song for the year of 1961. Bobby Lewis, Tossing and Turning. Now we'll go to number two for 1961, and that is the song is called Quarter to Three, and it's by Gary U.S. Bonds. In this song, Gary U.S. Bonds sings about saving up till quarter to three, staying up till quarter to three in the morning, dancing to a swing sax of Daddy G. Daddy G is Glenn Barge, tenor sax man in the instrumental group called the Church Street Five, which released a song called A Night with Daddy G. Quarter to Three appears on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time and Songs That Shaped the Rock and Roll List. So here is Gary U.S. Bonds with Quarter to Three. Hi, Swan. Welcome. Well, good morning. This version is really low. I'm good, Swan. Are you good? I hope you're good. I hope you had a good Christmas. Bye, sweet bunny Sarah. I'm so glad to see you. I hope to see you on Sunday. See you later. The jitterbug. And that is Gary U.S. Bonds with the song A Quarter to Three, which was the number two song for the summer of 1961. I'd have to look and see what the jitterbug is. I don't, you know, out of the top of my head because I never did it. I don't remember what it looks like, but I'd like to see it. All right. The number three song for the year of 1961 is The Bull Weevil by Brooke Benton. The Bull Weevil song is a blues standard whose history goes back at least 100 years. Blues pioneer Charlie Patton is credited with writing the first version, then called Mississippi Bow Weevil Blues. Brooke Benton's version is the one that stands out, having made number two on the Billboard charts. Brooke Benton himself had over 50 hits on the charts to his credit. In fact, he averaged three top 40 hits per year from the year 1959 to the year of 1964. Interesting. If anyone could spin cotton bugs into coal gold, it says, it was him. So here is The Bull Weevil song by Brooke Benton.
Outside of man, I guess the worst enemy of the cotton.
Welcome back, John. Hi, F. R-S-I-G-M-K.
Welcome. Bug to call the Bull Weevil. Well, the Bull Weevil, a little black bug up in Mexico, they say. Come all the way to Texas, just looking for a place to stay, looking for a home.
Welcome, Isaiah and K9.
Well, the first time I see the Bull Weevil, sitting on the square. Next time I see the Bull Weevil, Lord, he got all his family there, looking for a home, looking for a home. And the farmer said to the weevil, what make your head so red? And the Bull Weevil said to the farmer, it's a wonder I ain't dead. I'm looking for a home, just looking for a home.
Yeah, like a folk song for sure.
Put him in a cake of ice. Bull Weevil said to the farmer,
the Bull Weevil, I guess, was for cotton. It went through cotton.
You're gonna be my home.
Okay, so that was the third song for 1961, The Boll Weevil by Brooke Benting. Never heard that one. I don't ever remember her playing that song. All right, so the next one we have is, oh my goodness, let's see. It is for 1962. And it's Roses Are Red by Bobby Venton. Roses Are Red, My Love is a popular song composed by Al Bryan and Paul Evans. Bobby Venton found the song in a reject pile at Epic Records. He first recorded it as an R&B number, but was allowed to re-record it in a slower, more dramatic arrangement with strings and vocal choir from Robert Mercer and his orchestra. Added and released that one in April of 1962. The song topped the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart in July of 14th, 1962, and remained there for 4 weeks. The single was also the first number one hit for Epic Records. So here is Bobby Venton with Roses Are Red, My Love.
A long, long time ago, on graduation day, you handed me your book. I sang this way, roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you.
Hi, Radio Parlas, good to see you.
Through high school, and when the big day came,
we are just going over some of the top three songs of the year, starting with 1958 in the summer.
Roses are red, my love. Violets are blue.
And that is Roses Are Red, My Love by Bobby Venton, the number one song for the summer of 1962. And we're going to move on to the number two song for the summer of 1962, and it is I Can't Stop Loving You by Ray Charles. This was written and originally recorded by country singer named Don Gibson in 1958. Charles was known as a gospel and R&B singer, but he defied convention and decided to record an album of country and Western songs. His producer, Sid Filler, put together tapes containing about 150 classic country songs so Charles could choose the ones to record. Included on the tapes were I Can't Stop Loving You, which Charles remembered from when he would listen to the Grand Ole Opry. The result of the album, Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music, was wildly successful, selling about 700,000 copies at this time, and for the first month it was released. For Ray Charles, country and R&B were a natural fit, he said. You take country music and you take black music, and it's exactly the same thing. That's what he said. Here is Ray Charles with I Can't Stop Loving You.
I can't stop loving you. I've made up my mind to live in memory of the lonesome time.
Thank you guys for the likes. I appreciate that.
I can't stop loving you. It's useless to say.
John, you want to eat a boll weevil? No. Thank you, Mike. Bye, Peter. Talk to you later. I wonder what they look like. They're probably scary looking. Now I need to know what a boll weevil looks like. Probably like a cockroach or something like that, you know? Yeah, if it came down, it might be a good protein. Mix it with a little rice. Bolivas and rice. All right, that is Ray Charles with I Can't Stop Loving You, the number one, I'm sorry, the number two song for 1962, the summer. And then the third song for 1962, everybody remembers this song once you hear it, but it's called The Stripper by David Rose and his orchestra. This was the third number, the biggest song in 1962. This is an instrumental song that is usually associated with a striptease. Rose wrote this in the last 10 minutes of the recording session in 1958. He didn't have a name for it and referred to it as a funny piece of music with no title. Later that year, Rose was asked to re-record the song Ebb Tide to help promote the movie Sweet Bird of Youth with Paul Newman and Geraldine Page, I think, which he quickly did. But the movie studio needed a B-side for the single. So this song, which was unnamed, an unreleased cut, was pulled from the vaults and was given the name The Stripper and placed on the B-side of the Ebb Tide single. So here is David Rose with his orchestra with The Stripper. Mr. A, you know this one. Welcome, Manny. Welcome, DVVURNWY. Yes, Tuttles. Now, was that Paul Newman movie? What was it? Sweet Bird of Youth? I don't remember that movie, but what did it have to do with strippers? That is David Ross with his orchestra with The Stripper. I wonder if that movie had to do with strippers, or I thought he was like mostly in cowboy movies, but who knows? Yeah, The Stripper. David Rose. That's too funny. I know when I was looking through the list, I'm like, The Stripper? What is that all about? And then when I started playing, I'm like, oh, I remember that song. Everybody remembers that song. So yeah, we only have a few minutes left, you guys. Thanks so much. I'll continue this list on Friday just because it's there. I don't want to go through everything. We'll get through it. And we'll get to more music that other people know. So yeah, I hope you guys all had a great Christmas. I believe John's show's coming up after mine. I'm not sure who else has a show today. I don't have an Eric to be able to show or share who's having shows coming on or not. But I don't remember seeing anybody else in here with a little V next to their name. But if you do have one with the last couple of minutes, please put it in the chat and share it with everybody. And they'll try to come in and see you or at least follow you. So I'm going to leave you guys like I always leave you. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Remember, guys, it doesn't take much to put a smile on somebody's face. It doesn't take much to show somebody kindness and love and support. Y'all are like family to me. I know that other people feel the same way about everybody else here. It's a very small community. So yes, have a good day. Support one another. We're coming to a new year, and man, do we need it more than anything. We need to show. Remember I said the Dina Jo Spread Kindness campaign for 2023? I'm not kidding. We need to do that. We really need to be able to, because man, world can bring you down. So just try your hardest when you're stuck in traffic or when something really makes you mad to breathe and try to share that kindness with somebody. Share kindness, not the middle finger to somebody. Share them some kindness and love, because I know that they will appreciate it. Hi, Audie. Thank you so much for joining. I'm just about ready to leave. I'm so glad to see you. I'm just telling everybody to share some love. I know Miss Audie has, I don't know if you're doing it every day in the afternoon, your shows, but if you are, please put that in the chat so people can follow you too. Love you guys. Have a good rest of your day, and I will see you on Friday. Bye.